ask God to destroy his enemies. Who are these enemies?
敌人啊，这是一个集体啊，一个团体。
The enemy is actually a group.
啊，不只是一个人呢、啊。
It's not just one person.
那、啊、因为在旧约圣经里头啊，神啊经常告诉属灵的领导者啊，你们要把敌人啊全部消灭。
Because in the Old Testament, the Lord often told the leader to completely destroy the enemies.
啊，比如说要消灭那个啊亚蛮利亚人。
For example, to completely destroy the Amalekites.
啊，因为亚蛮利亚人啊，他们主动要来跟以色列人打仗。
Because Amalekites they came to fight against the Israelites.
以色列人呢，他们没有主动啊去跟别人打仗的。
Israelites they were not trying to fight against Amalekites.
比如说我们看到这腓利斯人要来打以色列人。
Or we can see the Philistines, they are trying to attack the Israelites.
亚门人要来攻打以色列人。
Amorites trying to attack Israelites.
还有其他的人要来攻打以色列人。
Or other kind of foreign people trying to attack Israelites.
啊，这个时候，当然了，在以前的社会哈、啊，是一个种族啊、地盘的争执啊，也会发生有些争执是要打仗的。
In the ancient time, we can see a lot of people, they, because they're trying to find for land, they're actually having wars.
因为你不战不行啊，不战的话你会被他们杀死啊，你会灭种的。
Because if you don't go out for a war against them, they are going to try to attack you and completely wipe you out.
啊，当时有几个方法可以生存呢、啊、
？There are several ways to survive at that time.
啊，第一个叫做逃啊，你要逃命。比如说啊，亚门人来打以色列人的话，那他们就逃啊，他们就逃，看是他要逃去埃及，还是逃到中国大陆啊，还是逃到台湾都可以的。你看逃到哪里都可以。
So one way is to run for your life. For example, the Amorites were trying to attack Israelites. So see whether they are going to run to Egypt or China.
可是你逃的话，就跟神啊他的应许说要把迦南地赐给他们，要互相违背。
But if you're running away, that's contradicting to the promise of God, which is giving them the land of Canaan.
那逃的话就不要发生战争啊！你逃，我投降啊！这个地方给你啊！不要打，不要打，我们走啊，就没事情了。
But if you run, there will be no war because you're running away and giving them the land, so there will be nothing happening.
啊，可是这个跟神的旨意啊，这互相违背。
But this is against the will of God.
因为神是要把迦南地给他们呐。
Because God meant to give them the land of Canaan.
啊，另外一个求生的方法就是说你要反击呀。
The other way to survive is to attack back.
因为他们敌人来的话，是真的拿刀来的。
Because the enemies came with all kinds of weapons.
啊，不是拿糖果啊，不是拿一些鸡啊，这个蛋糕来说啊，大家一起吃啊，过良好。
They are not coming with candies and cake and say we're going to enjoy together. We'll have a good friendship.
来是真的是带刀剑的、啊、弓箭是马车啊，这是会杀人的、会流血的。
They came with carriages and all kinds of weapons, and they are going to kill and they are going to be bloodshed.
啊，假设你还要再留在那个地方的话，你不反抗啊，会被灭种啊，会被他们杀死。
If you stay there without attacking back, then you're going to be wiped out. You're going to be all killed.
说当外族人来要侵占啊，要打这个以色列人的时候，那神就告诉他们怎么打胜仗。
And when the foreigners came trying to attack Israelites, God would tell Israelites how to attack back and how to win the war.
啊，就是保证他们能够在当地生存下去的。
To guarantee them to be able to survive at the same place.
连这个迦南地是给以色列人的。
Because the land of Canaan was given to the Israelites.
那当时他们啊出埃及呢，然后一直走到这个迦南地，那神就告诉他们说，我要把敌人从你们面前赶出去。
And after the Israelites left Egypt and went to land of Canaan, before they entered the land of Canaan, the Lord told them, I'm going to chase out all the enemies in front of your eyes.
所以在这种背景之下，那大卫啊，他祷告神说，神啊，求你啊，除灭啊敌人。
And in this background, David prayed to God, God, please destroy the enemies.
所以这个敌人呢，是一个集体的力量，是这个集体，不是个人。个人的话，他一定会爱他嘛。这个几个人，他哪里会说把他除灭？
And the enemy is a group because if it were not a group, there's only several people. Of course, David would love them, would not want to destroy them.
啊，这个是关乎整个国家的事情啊。
And this is a matter of the whole country.
啊，不是关乎大卫一个人的事情。
It's not just a matter of David himself.
啊，大卫的话，他被杀无所谓的。
If it's David, he just himself, one person, so it's okay if he's killed.
关乎整个国家事情。
But it's relevant to the whole country.
啊，举一个例子啊。
One example.
啊，比如说他要去对付这个哥利亚。
David was going to fight against Goliath.
啊，本来哥利亚可以不用理他。
And in the beginning, Goliath could have paid no attention to David.
但是呢，为什么他一定要杀死哥利亚？
sorry, David could not could pay no attention to Goliath, but why did he choose to kill Goliath?
因为以色列民族打败的话，那这是整个国家民族就会灭亡的。
Because if Israelites lost the war, then the people will be wiped out.
因为他们就要当成别人的奴隶啊。
And they will become the slave of the other country.
那神的百姓怎么能够变成别人的奴隶呢？
How can the people of God become the servants of other countries?
神才从埃及地把他们带领出来，从为奴之家带领出来，怎么现在还要再当别人的奴仆？这个不可能的。
God just brought them out of Egypt, so they were not slaves anymore. And now what they are going to become other slaves? That's not possible.
所以这个是整个国家民族的事情啊。
And it's relevant to the whole country, the whole people.
因此要站起来啊，要站起来，你看他怎么办？要站起来，要奋斗啊。
So David had to stand up and fight.
那另一方面哈、啊。这个旧约啊，都是新约时代的影子。
And on the other hand, the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament.
啊，在旧约时代，我们只要是站着不谈新约的话，那旧在旧约时代，那是一个很实际的哈，是一个活生生的啊生活上的问题，这个民族国家命脉的问题啊。
And in the Old Testament, if we don't talk about the New Testament, the Old Testament is about the survival of the whole country.
那在新约呢，就是变成那个旧约就是新约的影子，要来的影子。
And the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament.
所以那个敌人啊，现在在新约时代就预表这个仇敌，叫做魔鬼。
And now in New Testament, the
魔鬼啊，就 Satan。
So the enemy is now Satan.
啊，因为我们没有敌人啊，圣经说，耶稣说我们要爱我们的仇敌啊。
Because Jesus told us that we are supposed to love our enemy.
那我们现在一般来说，我们仇敌啊，敌人就是空中，我们征战对象是空中属灵的恶魔。
So actually, we're not fighting against men, but fighting against the devil.
So we 要爱人，哎呀，为他们祷告。
So we love men and pray for them.
所以主耶稣他还说哈，假如有人逼迫你们的话，就从这一层逃到另外一个层。
So Jesus told us that if someone persecute you, then you should run from this town to that town.
啊，不能逃的话，你就帮他们祷告哈。
If you cannot run away, then pray for them.
啊，那只要是实际上不行的话，那要寻道啊，就是被杀。
And if there is nothing you can do,
被杀他们叫殉道啊 ，martyr， 叫变成这个。
Then you have to go through the martyr.
要殉道啊，像那个史蒂凡啊，他叫殉道吧。
Just like Stephen.
还有保罗这个彼得他们都殉道啊。
And Paul and Peter they all die for their beliefs.
所以在新的时代啊，这些啊以前旧时代的故事就变成影子啊，就啊我们说要对付魔鬼啊，那神说要把他们消灭。彻底的铲除，那也就是说，我们要今天要把这个情欲哈，我们心中的敌人把它铲除。
So we say that Old Testament is the shadow of New Testament. So in the Old Testament, they say we're going to destroy our enemies, and in our time, it's that we have to destroy the our desires, our sinful desires.
新约跟旧约啊，这个两个不同的层次。
So there are two levels for the New Testament and Old Testament.
那有人、啊、说我们基督教很残忍，为什么在旧约时代、啊、经常有杀人的事情
？And some people said that Christianity is very cruel because in old time of Old Testament there are a lot of killings.
那其实，在几千年、啊、在几千年以前、啊、这个每个国家都是有杀人的，就到今天为止，你看这个非洲国家、啊、什么卢旺达那个种族屠杀很厉害的。
And thousands of years ago, we can see that there are killings in all kinds of countries. And even today, we can see genocide in countries like Rwanda.
那你看我们清朝啊，这个啊，清朝是打败明朝嘛哈，清 dynasty 就打败明朝。
And we can see Qing dynasty overcame the Ming dynasty.
那清朝一进关也是要杀人啊。
And after the Qing dynasty came, they kill people.
你不杀人的话，就不能够占领整个国家就不能够占领整个城市啊。
Because if you don't kill people, you will not be able to occupy the city.
所以那是以前事情啊，以前不文明的时代啊。
That's in the past when the situation was not civilized.
那我们旧约历史也是在那个时代那个历史的部分之一啊。
And our Old Testament was part of that old history.
所以这个也没有什么大惊小怪的哈。
So don't be so alarmed by that.
但是我们最主要是那看那个在旧在新约时代那个精神。
And we should pay more emphasis on the part in the New Testament.
How do we
look at, how do we use the angle of the 21st century to look at the Old Testament stories?
啊，主耶稣已经给我们答案，就是爱敌人啊。
Lord Jesus has given us the answer that is to love our enemies.
啊，甚至说不要自己申冤啊，这申冤啊，报应都在神啊。
And the Bible tells us not to retaliate, not to retaliate ourselves, but instead leave room for God.
对，好。那么第二个问题啊，啊，
这
个问题还有没有什么问题啊？第一个。
Is there any question for the first question?
啊，所以很多心里会问哦，这个问题是老问题啊，很多青年学生啊，心里也会问。
And many youths will ask this kind of question.
好，那我们再看第二个问题啊。
Second question.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
传道书第七章十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 16.
七章十六节。
Chapter 7 verse 16.
啊，说这个要怎么样运用到我们生活方面。
How do we apply this to our life?
传道书七章十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 16.
这边说啊，不要行义过分啊，也不要过于自成智慧啊，何必自取败亡呢？那十七节说啊，不要行恶过分，也不要为人愚昧，何必不到其而死亡呢？那这两个是平行的。
And you can see these two verses are parallel.
好，那不要行义过分。
Do not be over righteous.
那什么是行义过分
？What does it mean by over righteous？
啊，当义很好啊，怎么会过分呢、啊？这个我们就是要追求义啊。
Of course, righteousness is good. How can we be over righteous？
那这个意思叫做超过神的教训。
That means you're
超过神。
You're passing the teacher, the teaching of the Lord.
啊，比如说神说啊，不要杀他。
So
在旧约时代，就是神说不要杀。要保留他的生命。
So in the Old Testament time, the Lord might say, "Do not kill him, spare his life."
啊，可是啊，你只要杀他的话，就行义过分了。
And if you
你主要是要替天行道，那杀了他就是行义过分。
And if you kill this person not listening to God, then you're over righteous.
啊，比如说有一个人行义过分是谁啊
？So do we remember who's over righteous?
要这个来联想的话，有一个人行义过分。
There's one person who was over righteous. Do you remember?
结果自取败亡。
And eventually, was penalized for that.
扫罗对不对
？King Saul.
扫罗就是他自己献上香嘛。
King Saul brought the sacrifice.
神没有说的，他自己做，他比神先走一步，他比神啊超过神的吩咐，超过神的教训呢。
God didn't ask him to do so, but he did it, and that's passing the Lord's commands.
啊，比如说我们现在怎么用到我们日常生活啊，在教会生活方面。
How do we apply this to our life and especially to our church life?
啊，比如说有人啊，大概在上次我还在Dallas 的时候
，Last time I was still in Dallas。
啊，有位弟兄说啊，他看到什么书啊，说教会啊，在丧礼的时候啊，不能够摆花。
And a brother said that he read this book saying that during a funeral, a church should not put flowers there。
说那个花就是代表偶像。
Because the flowers means idols。
这个圣经没有写吗？这个就是行义过分了。
And this is over righteous because it's not recording the Bible.
圣经没有写的，那你以为这样子很好、很圣洁的，不能够摆花，不能够当时不能够摆偶像啊，这个偶像不能摆啊，是对的啊。但是你要把花同等于偶像，这个圣经没有写的。
It is true that we shouldn't worship idols, but flowers are not equal to the idols, and it's not recorded so in the Bible.
所以不要行义过分了。
So don't be over righteous.
啊，还有啊，有人主张说，在会堂里啊，不能够拍手。
And some people suggest that one should not clap his hands in the chapel.
因为在会堂要神圣。
Because it should be holy in the chapel.
那你圣经也是没有写啊，圣经说我们就是神的圣殿啊，我们身体就是神的殿啊。
And it's not recorded in Bible that you shouldn't clap your hands in the chapel. And the Bible also says that our body is the temple of Holy Spirit.
那你在学校也是拍手，那我们的身体就是神的殿，那你拍手就是神的殿在拍手，那也是不行啊，对不对
？And when you're at school, you might
那你跟人家教训也是互相违背啊。
And at school, you might be clapping your hands, but you still have this body of Holy Spirit, and then it seems like it's wrong.
还是你去听音乐会
，or if you go to a concert.
啊，听到这个马友友在表演
，and you listen to the performance of 马友友。
啊，你会不会拍手？
比如嘛。啊 ，do you clap your hands？
啊，当然会啊，对不对
？Of course, you will.
那这个是违反你自己的讲法，说在会堂里，那我们就是 我们的圣殿就是殿啊，那你去那边也是殿啊。
Then you're against your own argument because you're saying that you shouldn't clap your hands in the chapel, but our body is the temple of Holy Spirit. That means you can never clap your hands.
下面的一句才重要，也不要过于自成自慧，不要以为自己很有智慧啊，想出了办法啊，比神的方法更好啊。
And the next one is do not be over wise. That is, you're trying to think about a way that is better than God's way.
好，我们来看约翰一书。
Look at First John.
约翰一书啊，约翰二书第九节。
Sorry, Second John.
约翰二书的第九节。
Second John verse 9.
啊，凡未过基督的教训啊，不常所做的就没有神；常所教训的有父又有子。好，所以不要越过基督的教训。
So here it says, do not run ahead of Christ's teaching.
越过基督的教训的人，从另一方面来说，就是不守神的教训。
If you run ahead of the teaching of Christ.Then that means you are not keeping the words of God.
所以，我们再看回来这个传道书。
Let's go back to Ecclesiastes.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
十六节哈。
Verse 16.
啊，何必自取败亡啊
？Why destroy yourself?
在十七。
Verse 17.
也不要行恶过分啊，也不要为人愚昧。何必不到期而死亡呢？当然，这个比较容易了解，就不要太过分了，行恶过分。
This part is easier to understand because you shouldn't be over wicked.
好，那这个有没有什么问题啊
？Any questions here？
还有什么要分享的
？Anything to share？
啊 ，Pastor Booty。
Pastor Booty。
Do you have any supplement？ Okay。好。哎。
We talk about Saul. The prophet told Saul that the prophet is going to come within 7 days. And the Bible says that the prophet did not show up. And Philistines were there. And Saul was worried.So he offered a sacrifice. Of course, the Bible is examining whether he had a heart to follow the teachings. But the prophet represents God. And the prophet promised to come within 7 days. But he didn't show up within the time.
对
so Samuel chapter 17 said, sorry.
十三。
It's true that Saul did not have the authority to bring the sacrifice. But the prophet's words is like God's word.And prophet doesn't show up. It seems like God did not keep his promise. So I think Saul was a little bit wronged. Of course, he didn't follow the instruction. Saul was probably afraid that if he doesn't offer the sacrifice, then they will be destroyed by the Philistines.
对，那我们现在就是要说看当时撒母耳怎么告诉他，对不对？看当时神怎么借着撒母耳指示扫罗。
So we can see how God instruct Saul through Samuel.
啊，所以一定有很多人会跟你一样的感觉，对不对？说这样神不公平，因为等到去天他没有来嘛，对不对？
I believe many people would think like you do.
那么看看当时的情形是怎么样，我们再回到当时的现场，对不对？
So we can see what happened then.
我们看第十章，撒母耳记上第十章。
Look at 1 Samuel chapter 10.
撒母耳记上第十章哈。
1 Samuel chapter 10.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七。
Verse 7.
啊，这兆头临到你，你就可以趁时而作，因为神与你同在。对。啊，所以第一个啊，就是撒母耳，神借着撒母耳告诉扫罗说，神与你同在。
First of all, Saul was instructed through Samuel that God is going to be with him.
所以神与他同在，意思说在什么情况之下啊，都不要怕。那因为神与你同在，作为第一个保证，第一个应许的。
So this is the first promise. You are guaranteed. You don't need to be afraid.
那再来看第八节哈。
Verse 8.
你当在我以前下到基甲，我也必到下到那里献燔祭和平安祭。你要等候七日啊，对，等候七日哈。
So here says you must wait 7 days.
当然，撒母已经等到了，对不对？七天已经等到了，对不对？这个没错，就是刚刚你所讲的哈。
Of course, we know 7 days passed.
可是下面那一句他没有做到。
But the next thing
was not. 所以我们才说要回到现场，对不对？哈，那下面那一句是说，就是说，等我，哎，有没有？等我到了，你不但等七天，你还有两个条件嘛，对不对？哈。
There are two criteria.
说第一个就是说你要等七日。
First, wait for 7 days.
啊，等呢？扫罗等到了，对，因为等七天了嘛。
Yes, Saul waited for 7 days.
啊，现在还有第二个要等啊。啊，第一个说你要等我到哦。啊，七天还不算，你要有两个条件啊。
But second thing is until I come. So there are two things.
好像我们在申请奖学金嘛。条件一，条件二，对不对？
Just like
那你只要符合第一个条件不行啊，你要符合两个嘛，两个 and， 对不对？不是 or， 是 and。
Just like when we apply for scholarship.
啊，这个第二个是等我到了那里啊，只是你当行的事啊，只是你当行，所以要怎么做？撒母耳自然会告诉扫罗啊，但是你要等我到啊，你要等啊。
So here, Samuel told him to wait until I come.
啊，所以他当时的心态大概是想说，他可能不会来的。
So Saul was probably thinking that probably he won't come.
七等八等，七等八等到现在还没来。
I've been waiting for so long.
我看是不会来的。
He probably won't come.
啊，我们人会这样子嘛？哈，啊，这个敌人，敌人已经逼到这个眼前了，已经你看打到对面那个什么那个中国城，不是，啊，那个什么中国餐馆，打到中国餐馆了，那我还不献祭，完了的。
The enemy is at the door. If I don't give sacrifice, then I'm toast.
啊，那他就没有像后面这一句话他。大概是也很难，要是我们的话可能也会犯错了。
If it's us, probably we will sin too.
但是这个意思是告诉我们，你要绝对相信，第一个神保证说要跟你同在。
The first thing is God has guaranteed that he will be with you.
啊，第二个。
Second.
我到了，我要指示您怎么做。
I'll give you instructions about what to do.
啊，因为要重新立王啊，对不对？再立一次啊。
Because I need to anoint you formally.
啊，所以扫罗这个。撒母耳会告诉他怎么办呢
？So Samuel would tell him what to do.
好，我们再看回来，撒母耳记上十三章哈。
Let's go back to 1 Samuel 13.
他当时也是觉得心不安嘛，也不是说理直气壮啊，他也是心不安，
time,
所以是十二节哈。
Saul feel insecure, so in verse 12.
他的 compare himself， 对对，圣经说啊，十三节十三章十二节啊。13章12节
Chapter 13, verse 12.
所以我心里说啊，恐怕我没有祷告，就心里说他自己想的。
He said,
我心里说十二节啊。
I thought.
哎，他自己想啊。
I thought in my heart.
恐怕他怕，他为什么怕？怕什么？神与你同在，你要怕。
So he said, I am afraid, but why are you afraid? Because God is with you.
啊，所以他就勉强献上燔祭，勉强啊，他不是很。理直气壮啊，他是勉强啊。
Here it says, I feel compelled to offer the burnt offering.
那这个是他心里的内心壮大他的不安全感啊，他不安全感逼他去献祭的。
It shows the insecurity in his heart compelled him to offer the burnt offering.
他对撒母耳没有信任感啊，逼他去献祭。
He did not trust Samuel, and he was compelled.
所以十三节啊。
In verse 13,
啊，他才说你做了糊涂事啊。
He said you act foolishly.
那不但是撒母耳说做糊涂事啊，神人都一定是做糊涂事啊，所以神在选一个人呢。
And it's not only judged by Samuel, but also by God. That's why God chose another person.
啊，所以神不会做错事情的。
So God does not do a wrong thing.
只是我们不了解啊，所以我们还要回到当时的情形啊。
It's just that we don't understand, so we have to go back to the scene to understand it.
还有没有什么问题？
Any more questions?
所以这个就是要耐心等候了，耐心等候，因为绝对这个有时候很难哦，你要绝对相信神呢。
So we need to wait patiently, and sometimes it's hard because we need to have this absolute faith.
就是到了事情最糟糕的时候，已经好像到了无可挽回了，神再不出现的话，就惨了，对。
Even in the worst situation, and you think yourself, if God doesn't act now, then everything will be destroyed.
你看那个拉撒路哈，死了四天，好像说句比较难听的话，他简直是被神忘记的。被神放弃的、你看死了四天了。
You see Lazarus, he died for 4 days. You can feel that he is like forgotten by God.
当时他们真正的已经死就死了，没有希望了。
And they all thought that he was already dead. There's no hope.
但是耶稣有办法再把事情啊从曲的变直的，把事情有个转回啊，因为他有能力啊。
But Jesus had this power to turn things.
所以就使他复活。
So he resurrected eventually.
要绝对相信，也要耐心等候。
So we need to have this absolute faith and wait patiently.
好，天哪！
There are two things in the book of John, chapter 11. I don't quite understand.Verse 9 and 10, what does it have anything to do with the things before and after?
九跟十是吧、哦、
Verse 9 and 10.
好，耶稣回答说，白日不是有十二个小时吗？人在白日走路就不致跌倒，因为看见这世上的光。第十，若在黑夜走路就必跌倒，因为他没有光。
So before he talks about the Jewish people want to stone you, and after these two verses, he talks about Lazarus. So these two verses seems to have nothing to do with the things before and after.
大家想想有没有啊？这是对啊，我也是有，我有感觉啊。
I feel this way too.
但是一定有意思嘛，对不对
？Gotta be a meaning.
一定有意思的。这是我们想不出来的。好，那我们现在来看这个第八节了哈，人家从第八节对。因为第七节他说，然后对门徒说：“我们往犹太去吧。”啊，第八节。那门徒说：“拉比啊，老师啊，犹太人竟然要拿石头打你，你还往那里去吗？”啊，所以。这个门徒啊，是也是爱耶稣了哈。这你去的话，可能会挨石头打。
So the disciples loved Jesus and told him that if you go, then you'll be stoned.
因为是疼耶稣了。
Because they love Jesus.
就好像这个彼得说要去啊，这个耶稣告诉他的门徒说他要去遇害，那彼得说啊老师啊，万万不能啊，你不能啊。
Just like Jesus predicted his death, and Peter said, "No, never."
那这个耶稣就告诉他说、啊、这个撒旦推到我身后去吧。
So Jesus told Peter, get behind me, Satan.
所以这一节、啊、是差不多一样意思的。
So he has similar meaning here, this verse.
所以他们就是好像阻挡耶稣啊，阻挡耶稣做事情。
So they're trying to stop Jesus from doing acting.
那当表面上啊，表面上是怎么样？是对耶稣好啊。
On the surface, is doing Jesus a favor.
从肉体上来说啊，他们是对的。
And physically, it's correct.
比如说我们有时候也是一样啊，那么热的天，尤其是这边天气都白天啊，中午要是中午啊，大概100多度，你还要出去发传单。
Sometimes for us it's too, it's like this too.
有时候我们孩子啊要出去发传单啊，不要啊，这个那么热，会热死哦。
Like if it's very hot outside and our children want to go out and distribute this
pamphlets, 当然从人的角度、啊
no.
从人的角度就是对你爱你的主人你爱你的孩子你爱你的先生
from,
爱太太这是对的
from man's point of view it's correct because you're loving your children you're loving your husband and wife and asking him not to do so
但是耶稣来是遵行天父的旨意、啊、
but Jesus came here to、
所以第九节、啊、他回答说、啊、白日不是有十二个小时吗
so in verse 9 it says are they not 12 hours of daylight、
啊、因为当时就是只有白日跟晚上啊
Because at that time it's just morning and evening.
啊，是以太阳为标准啊。
According to the suns.
太阳下山就是晚上了。
If the sun goes down, that's the evening.
啊，白日走路才看得清楚啊。
And you can only walk when there's sun in the morning.
啊，当时讲话的时间就是白天了。
And when you talk, it was in the morning.
所以意思就是说，我们现在不做，要等到什么时候
？That means if we don't do it now, when are we going to do it?
啊，就是这个意思啊。
That means this is the meaning.One more. Verse 16.
中文的是一样啊，说我们也跟他一起去死吧。
The Chinese version means the same. We die together.
你的意思英文是 die for, die for, die with, 啊，这是跟中文一样。
Why does Thomas say this?
好，那这个的话，就是要看在前后文，前后文要多看啊。
So we need to read up the whole passage.
再来看十四节。
Read verse 14.
啊，耶稣就明明的告诉他们说，拉撒路已经死了啊，十五，我们要在那里啊，我不要在那里就欢喜啊，这是因为你们缘故，好叫你们相信。因为没有在那里的话，十四天，那更能够。十四天能够复活，更能够显出耶稣的能力啊。
Because after 4 days after he died and resurrected, it shows that Jesus had great power.
啊，所以就是要叫他们相信了啊。
So it would make them believe.
这个我们懂了，再继续看啊。
We understand this.
如今我们可以往他那里去吧啊。那十六啊，那多马就对其他门徒说：“我们也跟他跟也没有跟去看他同死的。”这边所谓的死，到底是谁死的
？So here it says died. So who dies?
那他是指的谁
？Who is he?
那英文圣经是大写还是小写的？
小写。
小写。小写。小写。英文是小写的。
English is small h.
说这个死的话，可能就不是耶稣的死的。
So
啊，你们有的大写啊？啊，你是小写。你是小写。有的，你这是什么版呢
？NIV
小写，那你那个是版什么版 ？NKJV 大写，啊，其他还有没有版本？您 ，Patrick， 您的 NKJV， 哦，啊 ，Passivity， could you check the other version 啊 ，to see whether let us go to die with him， him is a capital or small case。How about the other version? The other version. Huh? Your computer. Your computer. Oh, nothing in your computer. Okay.
We can check internet later.
Yeah. Okay, 啊，这个等一下再来好了。
We will talk about this later.
啊，对，这个是很好的，因为同他去死啊，这个他，因为你看前后文的话。没有只有说耶稣死，因为当时没有提到耶稣死嘛。
Because if you look at the whole passage, it doesn't look like this him is Jesus.
啊，所以拉撒路，但是这个有的说大写啊，这个大写的话就是专指的耶稣嘛。
If it's capital him, then that means it's Jesus.
Verse 8 啊，我们看看 verse 8。
Let's look at verse 8。
门徒说：“拉比，你还要往那里去吗？”对对对，那你这样对的。
Right.
假设大写的话，假设大写，那就是连到第八节，可能是这样子的。
If it's
啊，第八节
上，
第八节说你还往那里去吗
？So yet you are going back there?
啊，是连在一起啊。
I hear it's connected to verse 8。
这叫大写呀。
Because it's dangerous. Thomas has big doubts. He probably didn't believe that Jesus had the power to resurrect Lazarus, and he knew it's dangerous. All of a sudden, he got faith. If Jesus would die there, then Thomas said, we will die with Jesus.
对，这样是有道理的。
It makes sense now.
所以啊， 所以我等一下再看看这个为什么有的小写有的大写的。
Let me take a look why it's a small H and capital H.
既然有的翻译版本是小写的话，那一定有啊有不同的说法。
Since there are different versions, I'm going to check it out.
好，那这个是保留的哈。
So we keep this question. Any more questions? Yes.
Oh, Cindy.
可以告诉我们什么时候论断是可以的，什么时候是不可以论断？就圣经的角度。
我们先来看这个罗马书啊。
Look at Book of Romans.
罗马书第二章。
Book of Romans, chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断别人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因为你这论断人的，自己所行的却和别人一样。啊，所以这边就是说不要论断了。
Here says do not judge.
好，那再来看哥林多前书。
Look at the book of First Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章第二第三节
Verse 3
哥林多前书吗前书第四章第三节
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3
我被你们论断或被别人论断我都以为极小的事连我自己也不论断自己连自己也不能够论断自己、哦啊、第四我虽不觉得自己有错但却也不能因此得以称义、啊、但判断我的乃是主所以时候未到什么都不要论断、
Five.
只要等主来他要造人暗中引擎，你看暗中啊，因为你论断不准啊，他心里面怎么想你也不知道啊，对不对
？Because he says your judgment is not precise because whatever is in his heart, you won't be able to see. It's hidden.、哦、
所以当时就有两种情形，这个心中有的是暗的，有的是明的。你看，所以要照他心中的暗处啊，啊显明人心的意念。那时候个人要从神那里得着称赞。假设他心里面是光明的话，就得着称赞；心里面是暗的话，就得着啊、这个神也知道啊。
If the person's heart is full of light, then he will be a, well, he will receive a reward. And if the heart is full of darkness, God knows it.
所以论断啊，论断按照原文啊，就是有审判的意思啊，审判。
So judging has the meaning of condemning.
那这个审判啊，审判就是神的权利啊，不是我们的权利。
And it's God's right to condemn. It's not our right to do so.
所以论断是不可以的，很明显是。不可以的哈。
So it's clear that we shouldn't judge.
在任何一种情况之下都不可以。
In whatever situation, it's not allowed.
那连保罗他自己也不论断自己，自己也不批评自己。
Even Paul himself does not judge himself, does not criticize himself.
啊，那我们现在来谈这个批评啊，我们批评。
Let's talk about criticism.
论断跟批评呢、啊、是不大一样啊。
Because judging is different from criticisms.
那批评，我们这个中文中国字的话，在批啊，就是我对你所做的事情啊来。啊、看有什么不一样的看法这个批、啊、你看批批准嘛对不对我对您的意见、啊、批准准不准的批、啊、那个是批
and in Chinese the, 批
评、啊、
in Chinese it's like comments、
啊、所以你要 approve 还是 disapprove
I'm going to approve or disapprove、
啊、你对他的意见你是赞成反对呢你总是要看看赞成还是反对、啊、
do you approve or disapprove this
那个是对事情的本身批评是对事情的本身
So you're having an opinion about a situation.
啊，所以只要是对事情的本身呢是对，因为你的意见我要批看呢、啊，我要批哈、啊，然后给我不准的话，然后底下再评啊啊，我批就是我准不准，但是还要评啊，我不准的原因是什么？那我赞成的原因是什么？不赞成的原因是什么？那个叫做评，啊，你批就是意思是 prove or disprove 这样子。
And if it's a situation, then not only did I have approve or disapprove, then I'm going to have comments as well.
对啊，这样，所以这样的看来的话，这是对事情的本身哦。
So
对事情本身。
It's about a situation or something.
啊，但这个是在哈、啊，这个是在跟真理没有关系的哈、啊。
It has nothing to do with the truth.
比如说我们现在举个布道会啊。
So for example, we have an evangelical service.
啊，那么看在煮菜。
Someone is cooking.
啊，有人说我们要准备哈、啊，要准备这个200个人的份。
Someone says that we have to prepare for 200 people.
有人说我们准备100个人的份。
Someone says just 100.
啊，这个我200个人份我不赞成。
And I disapprove the idea of preparing for 200.
那我就要说为什么不赞成啊
？I have to say why I disapprove this.
对对，因为啊，你这个我们几个人来那边来那边来，你看算一算啊，就是戴老师他们不要参加聚会，整个教会都来的话，也不到200个人啊。
And I have this opinion because we don't have so many people. And even if Dallas Church, the whole church came here, it's not 200 people.
所以我反对。
So I'm against it.
啊，你这就是一个原因嘛。
So I have a reason for it.
按照正常来说，这叫批评呢。
And this is kind of like criticism.
但是我们现在经常批评说这是误用啊，就变成这个人身的攻击。
And our criticism now is wrong because we're criticizing a person.
啊，本来按照中国字啊，中国字的解析啊是正确的。
According to the Chinese character, it's correct.
所以一般来说，我们要虚心接受指教啊，接受指正啊，那个叫指正，接受批评，就是那个道理呀。
And we have the saying, we have to humble ourselves and accept criticism. It's like this.
这样子。
有时候我会碰到这样子的问题，当我在传福音的时候，那信徒会认为我在论断别人。但是当我在传福音的时候，我是用圣经来告诉大家什么是对，什么是错。所以我会告诉大家，如果要进天国的话，必须从水和灵而生。那有些人会说，为什么我要论断别人呢？但是这不是论断。这是得救的福音，我这样传的原因是为了要让大家知道要如何才能够得救。同样我会说，你不能够杀人，因为杀人是罪。所以传福音是跟一般论断不一样，因为论断说你是个坏人，你这样做不好，这是跟传福音是不一样的。当我们在传福音的时候，神的话会论断这些人，而不是我们在论断这些人。所以当我们在传道的时候，当我们说你必须从水和灵而生，不然不能进神的国，这个不是论断。你需要领圣餐，不然在末日不能够resurrect 复活，这个不是论断。然后我们说同性恋是一个罪，这个是论断吗？这是论断吗？有很多年轻人不喜欢我们说同性恋是罪。他们认为这个是对同性恋来讲是一个论断。但是我们又会对那些嗑药的人说，你们这样用药对你身体不好。我们在说同性恋是罪的时候，并不是我们说的，是神说的。并不是我们说这是罪。
But God says the sin, so we
但是因为神这样子说，所以我们是神的跟随者，所以我们必须这样子说。我们如果不分别为圣的话，就跟其他人没有不同，那我们就没有办法再传福音了。这圣经在讲论断，是说那种论断是说别人不好，让我们显得自己比较好。所以有时候我们在说我们是得救的教会，其他的教会就说我们在论断他们，我们在论断其他的教会。当我们说我们是得救真教会的时候，并不是因为我们骄傲，而是因为我们知道我们遵从圣经上的教训。但我们知道有年轻人不喜欢我们这样子说，但是神教导我们这样做，我们就要这样教导大家这样做。最重要的是不是我的意见。所以叶传道刚刚为我们念罗马书第二章，罗马书从第二章第一节开始，第二章第一节，所以我们不能说告诉别人不能是同性恋，但是我们自己是同性恋，这样就不对了。所以我们在说的时候，我们是根据真理。所以当别人在做错事的时候，我们用神的话来告诉他们什么是对，什么是错。这个不是论断。所以我的生父，我的养父，我试着向他传福音几年。生父 ，sorry。因为他好几年都是佛教徒。有一天我的姐姐打电话给我，她说我的爸爸生病，所以常常在医院进出。所以我说让我跟我爸爸讲，所以我说爸爸，要是你明天就死的话，我是在天国没办法见到你的，因为你还没有受洗。你要是想进天国，一定要受洗。你要是不去天国的话，你要去哪里呢？我说你会下地狱的。我这样跟爸爸讲，听起来好像很残忍，但是对我来说，这是最后的机会能够跟他讲这个真理。所以我爸说什么呢？他说好，儿子，我要受洗。十年我对他传福音，但是在这最后一刻跟他说你一定要受洗，他才受洗。所以我现在想跟大家分享是说，当我们在告诉别人怎么做的时候，是要根据圣经，要是根据圣经就不算是论断。最后一点 哥林多后书第二章十四节到十七节。哥林多后书第十四章第十四节到十七节。十四节。十五。十六节。十七节。所以这四节里面说到传福音，所以当我们在传福音的时候，好像神的香气。那些被预定而得救的人，他们会从心里相信。但是对那些被预定要灭亡的人，对他们来讲，这些福音就像死人的气味。所以当我们在传讲福音的时候，是用神的爱心来传讲。所以我们并不会拿着标语说所有的同性恋都该死这种标语去外面传讲。但是要是有人来问我，要是有人问我说同性恋是对还是错，我连第二次都不会想，我就会直接告诉他是错的，因为神说是错的。犯奸淫是错吗？我想都不用想就会告诉他是错的。但是我不会到外面去举着标语说犯奸淫的都该死，因为这样子行没有爱心。所以当我们在传讲福音的时候，神的话会论断别人，而不是我们在论断别人。因为我们不是用自己的意见或是自己的想法去跟别人说。如果是那样子的话，那我们是真的是在论断，那神也会论断我们的。这是我的想法。
好，感谢神。
Thank God。
那我在结束以前呢、结束以前，我们再最后来看这个哥林多前书第六章。
Before we end, we take a look at the First Corinthians chapter 6.
前书第六章啊。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
这个第六章这边是提到这个审判，审判的论断啊，审判。
Here in chapter 6 talks about judging.
那这个审判呢、当时就是按着真理在审判，按照真理啊在判断。
So it's judged according to the truth.
所以就看第九节啊，就是说他就说不义的人啊，不能够承受神的国。
So at verse 9 it says, those who are wicked will not be able to inherit the kingdom of God.
因此我们只要是要说话要决定一个事情呢，就是按照真理的话，因为真理只有真理是绝对正确的。
So whenever whatever we do, whatever we say, we have to do it according to the truth, because the truth is the truth.
只有神的话是绝对正确的。
Only God's word is absolutely correct and right.
其他人的话就是相对的。
Other people's words are just relative.
就我们刚刚所看到的，要看人心，你怎么想啊？
Just like we say, we have to examine the motives. How you think?
动机看怎么样啊？所以神呢、会审判。
God will judge according to the motives too.
但是有时候需要按照神的话讲出来的话，还是按照神的话，那神的话是绝对对的。
So when we need to say something, we need to say it according to God's word, because God's word is absolutely right.
好，这样我想很清楚的哈。
Now I think it's clear.
时间也超过了五点半。
It's 5:30.
好，我们一起默祷。
Let's pray together.